When it comes to oil spills, the U.S. Coast Guard Lieutenant Matthew Mitchell says it's not a matter of if, but more a matter of when.
As long as you have ships on the ocean, you have trucks on the roads, you have oil being stored in man-made tanks, someday the bad thing is going to happen. You're going to have some type of an incident. So if the bad thing happens, what do you do?
For the Bering Strait region, the answer to that question is the Northwest Arctic Sub-Area Plan, an oil spill contingency plan that covers lands owned by the Northwest Arctic Borough and the Bering Straits Native Corporation, from Kivalina to St. Michael, from St. Lawrence Island to the source of the Kobuk River. But the plan is in need of an update, and last week, the Coast Guard, along with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, held a meeting at NOAA's Northwest Campus to get the community involved. U.S. Coast Guard Lieutenant Todd Begidis would be on the ground in NOAA in the event of an oil spill or the release of other hazardous materials. He says local knowledge is vital to keeping the plan up to date, especially with shifting shorelines and other changes to the environment.
We don't have Coast Guard personnel in a lot of the communities in Alaska. We don't have state personnel. So we rely on the community and the expertise that the community brings to the incident. You're the eyes on. We need you to report what you see.
Those reports get factored into the overall plan, which is the primary resource when responders come to clean up a spill. But the Northwest Arctic Plan, which includes information from community profiles and emergency contacts for cultural and subsistence resources, has not been revised since 2012. It wasn't due for an update until 2017, but Mitchell says he's fast-tracking the project and making it the top priority for the coming year. He says the next step is to form work groups to pore over the existing plan and identify which sections need work. The groups will be made up of local people and agency representatives. Mitchell says they'll tackle one section at a time, starting in March and likely taking a year to update the entire document. Attending the meeting were numerous organizations and businesses, including NOAA Eskimo Community, Kowarik, Bonanza Fuel and Crowley, as well as Harbormaster Lucas Stotz and Mayor Denise Michaels, many of whom expressed an interest in joining the working groups and providing input. But it will be more than just meetings and paperwork. Alaska Shadow observed a training exercise run by the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation with the Coast Guard. The nonprofit response organization partners with the Coast Guard and would be on hand if a spill did occur in the region. Shadow was just an observer during the training exercise on the Snake River the day before the meeting last week. Matt Melton, Shadow's general manager, says they'll be back in NOAA next year to actually get hands-on practice.
This year was just a classroom and a little bit of field stuff, but next year we'll be doing some actual on-water deployments with local fishermen from this area that we would hire in the event that there's a spill.
Rhonda Sparks says she's happy to see local involvement, but wishes more people from around the region could attend the meetings and trainings in person.
I know we need to work more on building this outreach for the surrounding communities to ensure that their voice is included in the Northwest Arctic Plan.
Sparks is the Arctic Community Liaison for Defenders of Wildlife, a nonprofit working for habitat conservation. She says it may be unrealistic to fly residents in from all over the region for such meetings, but she says there are other options to bring their voices to the table.
We should just be smart about how we have future meetings here and maybe tacking on to other gatherings that happen here in NOAA, such as Quirk Regional Conference or board meetings. I know NACDC has board representatives that meet here in NOAA. If we just plan better, we should be able to have a better outcome for updating these plans.
When working groups wrap up after the coming year, the Northwest Arctic Sub-Area Plan will be open to public review before final approval from regulatory agencies.